Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Chap Oscar Smith, his beautiful wife Marcia, their friends and family, and we want this to be the best year ever for all our friends and family and loyal listeners worldwide, and that includes you folks worldwide. So gear up and get ready. Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is JoyceBarry.com. Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever. Folks, what will it take? What will it take? That's the question on everyone's mind. Chap Oscar wants us to keep the faith.
and hope and pray for the best in a world fraught with massive dangers and threats to our democracy, our peace, and even our very survival. Just recently, we have seen devastating hurricanes and earthquakes. Just recently, we have seen the tragedy of 59 people murdered and more than 500 injured in Las Vegas by a madman who is a U.S. citizen. We are even being threatened with nuclear war by North Korea. We desperately need strong and powerful leadership, but tragically, our President Donald Trump is clueless, and his own Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, openly referred to him as a moron. Sadly, most people would agree. World leaders are rolling their eyes and fear they cannot trust this president. Chap Oscar, who can we trust? How can we once again connect with our pride to be an American? What can we do to make for a better world? Please inspire us with your wise words. We are counting on you, Chap Oscar.
Well, thank you so much, Joyce. What an introduction. I just have to encourage our listeners today as leaders, and each one of us are leaders in our own sphere of influence, and we need to lead with our hearts as well as our heads today, Joyce.
You are saying lead with our heart.
And our heads.
Our heart and our heads. How do we do this in the midst of all this madness?
Well, the right side of our brain in concert with the left side, and we all know that, the practical side right now and the other side, which is our thinking and analytical side, we got to think with both sides and become very smart as to what we take in. We're dealing now, Joyce, a main issue. And as a chaplain, as a spiritual leader, I am telling you, we are in a crisis of trust, and that's what we're dealing with right now. We're dealing with the corrosion of our creative spirit. We're dealing with such a crisis. It's just a whirlwind of chaos has been released on our world, our society, our governmental system. We're in a real crisis, Joyce, and it's only one way out, and that's going to be a God as creator solution. That's the authority that we need to tap into and exercise at this hour.
And folks, for those of you who believe in a different God, or you're very spiritual, or you're a practicing, non-practicing religious person, whatever your thoughts are, we're just saying here the focus on the goodness and the positivity and love of people. We're not telling you who or what you should believe in, but just generically and universally to believe there is a better world.
Yeah, and that's what we're talking about, Joyce. I mean, when you look up the word holy, I mean, every religion has some authority figure, some higher authority. And, you know, really from my vantage point, I can only speak to the higher authority that I deal with. And we say that on our currency, in God we trust. And so I'm talking about God Almighty from my vantage point. I'm certainly not going to get into that today, but I know when we're dealing with a crisis of trust, we have to understand that this, Joyce, is a defining moment for America. We either going to see a great opportunity or a renaissance of just mayhem. We have to go for a renaissance of trust, or we just have to prepare ourselves for a real rocky future.
Who wants to prepare for that? I'd rather prepare for a wonderful future, a safe future, a world where we can go to a concert and not think twice about it, go to a mall and not think twice, go to the church of our choice and not think twice. Sadly, that is not the case at all here in America and around the world right now.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, the paradox is we do live in a world badly in need of us coming together again, Joyce, into an environment of trust. The trust factor has been put to huge risk, and we've got to build up trust again with our families. We have to build up trust again with our government leaders. We have to come into a situation where when we decide to trust somebody, we got to know that they're coming from the heart and not from manipulation. Because really right now, nobody, we're just coming into a world now where it's almost a risk believing anybody. It's hard to believe anything you hear on mainstream media right now because there's so many biases, and I think it's all going to fall down to being intelligent and having godly wisdom as it relates to character, competence, and who should you trust. And when you choose to trust someone, they have to understand that we're vulnerable in many instances when we reach out to trust somebody or a company or a service delivery. I mean, deception is in the air.
Oscar, Chap Oscar, I totally get you. I follow you. It makes sense what you're saying. The problem is the man at the top, the man at the helm, is the man we cannot trust. He has proven that to us. He has created a world of fake believe. We need to have the truth fairy spread the fairy dust over him. He lies about everything. He's deceitful, conceited, and crazy. I agree with Tillerson that he's a moron. So given he's the one leading this country, we have a serious problem here.
Yeah, we do, Joyce. And it's I want to just, for me, Chap Oscar, I just want us to recognize that there is an authority even superior over what we're dealing with our government. Now, our governmental authority is an earthly authority, Joyce, and we have to rely on God himself at this hour to release an omnipotent authority and power. Because at the end of the day, he is potente. I mean, he is above all potentates. And President Trump, all the president and the prime ministers, all these other authorities, they're legitimate authorities, and they exist for a reason. But we have to look at our scripture, look at the word of God, and understand that the governing authority that God has is going to take a supreme role moving forward, because it's in him we can trust. And that's why I have to be very guarded on what I say, and I encourage others to use wisdom at this hour, what they say, because there is total chaos, and people today, Joyce, are offended by the slightest thing.
I agree with you on the higher power, which I do trust. In God we trust. I do. I'm very spiritual. I trust the universe. I won't even acknowledge that Trump is my president. He is not my president. So that's what's so scary, because he's the one leading the charge here. And it's all about him. It's not about our country. I just want to say, to sum that part all up, there's only two things I hate about Trump: everything he says and everything he does. So that kind of explains it. So I'm saying, how can we have whole faith in the process in the country when we have a madman at the helm, that even the leader of North Korea, who's crazy, is calling our president crazy. He's calling our president crazy. And it takes one to know one. So what and how can we shift our attention off the madness and insanity and into the goodness that the world really has to offer?
Well, Joyce, I'm so glad you asked that. And I am Chap Oscar, so I do have a scriptural prescription in 1 Peter chapter 2:13. That's 1 Peter, and that's in the Bible, Holy Bible, 1 Peter 2. Chapters 13 and 14, and says, submit yourselves, not for my sake, Joyce's sake, your sake, the baker or the candy maker's sake, but for the Lord's sake, to every authority instituted among men, whether to the king as the supreme authority or to governors who are sent by him to punish those who do wrong and to commend those who do right. Since God establishes authority, government officials are responsible before God for their actions. And we have to know that, Joyce. These planes and helicopters and things could get smacked out of the sky. So we have to understand that God is asking us to be accountable to him and let these subordinate authorities answer to what 1 Peter 2:13 is espousing.
That's why we have Chap Oscar today, folks. You can hear his wisdom, how he always stays on message. And just know that Chap Oscar is a pastor for all people. He presides over a church without walls for people of all faiths. And I know any time in terms of personal crisis or national crisis or global crisis, Chap Oscar is the one I turn to, one of some highly respected spiritual people I turn to. So notice he's totally staying on message. Chap Oscar, share with the folks about a few of your books and how they can access, you know, because your wisdom comes forth in your writing and your speaking.
Well, I am honored, Joyce, to speak from my heart at this hour, and I just can't thank you enough for giving Chap Oscar an audience. Oscar Smith has written right at 15 books. All of them are on Amazon, Amazon.com. One of my big books at this hour is called Prayer Power, the most dramatic book that I believe I have Penn Joyce, was done several years ago, and that was He Came Incognito. And that really speaks to God sees and knows everything going on in this world. And, you know, we have to remind people to be subject to rulers and authorities We have to be obedient this hour and to be ready to do whatever is good. And so, my constituents, we're all praying and coming against the hate cloud over this world. This world is filled with hatred. And really, we are praying that God's goodness, God's love will permeate everything going on. I mean, we want to see an eclipse of this hatred and come back into a world of trusting God and obeying God and coming back into the freedom of a republic and a democracy and coming under constitutional authority, all citizens. We're having a problem with that, not only in America, but worldwide. And so we have to, we've got to come back into true humility and respect for what thus says the Lord, Joyce.
And we do have to hang our hats up on faith, or where would we be if we didn't have that? We're at in times now, we're dealing with natural disasters of epic proportions, human disasters of epic proportions, all unprecedented in our history. They're saying the worst ever with these natural disasters. Puerto Rico, Florida, the worst ever. Human disaster. My goodness, I won't dignify the craziness by even saying the name of the madman that killed 59 people and injured more than 500 as they were leaving a concert in Las Vegas. People ask the question, where am I safe? Where are my kids safe? We've heard about this craziness in our schools, in our churches. Where are we safe?
Well, we are a nation in mourning. I live in Nashville, and God only knows how many people have been impacted around the world. But, you know, we're hearing more and more every day. That show was a country show, and a large portion of those performers and entertainers are people over the years I have come to know. I have a friend right now on the road with Luke Bryan. I mean, I meet drummers. I mean, these are our neighbors. They travel with these groups, but they're citizens and residents of Nashville. So, you know, my heart is definitely very heavy for not only the residents of the great city I live in, but this country. It was a tragedy.
Yeah, everybody not only has a heavy heart, the hearts are totally broken. You know, I was saying this when the news hit and we all gasped and totally freaked out. You know what takes that to an even higher level of agony? When you put real faces behind these people, just knowing they're human, certainly that's enough for heartache and sadness and all those emotions. But when you see their faces and hear their stories from their parents, their siblings, their kids, it's 10 times harder to cope with and deal with. Just like 9/11, when the faces came out and who are these people that came out, it makes it even harder to cope. And just today on CNN, there's a special Anderson Cooper where he's going to talk about the 59 people and who they were and what their dreams were. It is so hard just as a fellow human being to even comprehend on any level how one human being could treat others that way.
Yeah, you know, I spoke to a school teacher last week, and she just said we're raising a generation of children that has no concept of consequences, and we are definitely with the absence of God in our lives and in our world, we're dealing with distrust. And distrust, Joyce, is very expensive. We're starting to see it. And we're starting to see it in the weather. We're starting to see it in everything. True authority is derived from eternal truths. And we've talked about eternal truths and principles on previous shows. And, you know, true authority, the way God intended, brings order, it brings peace, and more importantly, it brings joy. And it brings love. So we have to go back to God's original mandate and plan for mankind. I know it sounds ridiculous, but we've got to get back to eternal truths and eternal principles, Joyce.
Yeah, what happened to love thy brother as thyself? Whatever happened to do unto others as you would have others do unto you? What happened to all of that? Personally, and I know this is going to sound far-fetched to a lot of people, but I literally do hold President Trump to blame for all of it. Maybe not so much the earthquakes and the hurricanes. The earth is even angry. But why I say that on a human level, when he said drain the swamp, I believe he did that. So out of the swamp comes all these evildoers, all these horrible people, Ku Klux Klan, anti-Semitic people, anti-establishment, anti-everything. They came from the swamp and making their voice heard. And it's spewing a world of hatred that's catching on. We all say when something happens, how can this happen? My goodness, I did a show just the other day on Wednesday with John Bell called What in the World? And I called John Bell, I mean, he's been called the voice of reason, trying to make sense out of the senseless. And, you know, all the incitement that the president is creating, chaos, divisiveness, racism, I really believe that's taking hold in America. And I wonder where the sane people are, where the sane, if any, Republicans are to say enough is enough.
Yeah, we're at that time, Joyce. And it really... And I love John Bell, by the way. I've known him for years. He's a tremendous person of high character. I just love everything he represents. And the propensity to trust has been compromised. And that's what we're dealing with. And so we have a nation. We have a world, and you see it wherever you go when you deal with people. We all have an innate desire to trust people, to trust businesses. And as we are observing now, that's being compromised, and it's being compromised because the heart of the issue is when we extend trust in the voting booth, in politics, you know, everywhere, real estate, doing anything in business today, we have to be careful, and we have to be very mindful to have that conversation and do some fact-finding, because if you're dealing with a distrustful world, then that means we all become very suspect. And so we have to go back, and I've always liked this. We hear this a lot around Christmas, Joyce, and that's Isaiah 9, and people quote it, and we hear it all around the Hanukkah, all of these holidays. And that deals with, for unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And that's who Chap Oscar's praying to. I'm calling on the Prince of Peace to dispel that hate cloud that's over our world right now. It's just total chaos. And like we said in the beginning, Joyce, we're coming well into a crisis of trust. We don't know who to trust anymore, but we know we can trust God Almighty.
Yes, and I, as I said, I know who we cannot trust, and that's the Republicans to do the right thing because they're terrified of Trump, and we certainly can't trust Trump, the king of fake belief. Folks, if you're finding this show interesting, if it's supporting you and some understanding of the world and what we can do, I recommend you listen to us every day for the positivity. We always have great shows with great topics, great business leaders, authors, and here in the wise words of our health guru, Beverly Nadler, why you should be listening. And I promise you it will impact your life if only you let it.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we invite you to partner up with us in having that happen. Simply go to Joyce Barry, Barrie, JoyceBarryandFriends.com. And on the upper left of the homepage is my picture. And right under that, if you click on that, it says follow. We invite you to join the thousands of folks that follow us. And what that means is you will get an email about every show, every guest, every topic. So you need not miss any of them. For example, when we have Peter Marks, acclaimed psychic, world-renowned. He's with us once a month. We have the radio exclusive. You'll know which day of the month he's on, where you can call in for a free on-air mini reading. But I'll give you a little heads up on that. It's an easy date to remember. Friday the 13th, we have world-renowned psychic Peter Marks. As I said, get a free on-air mini reading. And also, when you go to the homepage, JoyceBarryandFriends.com, on the upper right where there's a bar, you type in Chap Oscar or Chap Oscar Smith, and all his shows will come up with the date where you just click on the one you want to hear. All his shows will come up. Chap Oscar only delivers extraordinary shows. I want to recommend one right now that's in our archives, God is on Your Side, in our archives, September 13, 2017. So by clicking on that bar, they'll all come up. Another couple that'll impact impact your life, your health, your safety is home safe in our archives, August 29, 2017. Safety in the home, August 2, 2017. Besides Chap Bosker being the pastor for all people, he is a life safety chaplain as well. And those shows were very, very impactful. And he even has a website for that, asafecity.com, asafecity.com. Oscar, take a moment. I know you're very humble. Tell people a little about you and how you really make a difference. I know with home safety, I know chaplain for all people, but I want people to really get who you are like I get who you are.
Well, Joyce, the easiest way to explain a church without walls and the heart of Chap Oscar and Pastor Oscar to a select few, you know, leaders today, we, true leaders today, we don't crave followers. Leaders show and share leadership, and that's really my ministry. That's my calling. Life safety consultancy. I work with Monitor Security, and we, in fact, Joy, since I did that show on safety on ladders and the dangers of ladders, I have personally lost two friends and about three buddies who are on crutches right now. They didn't listen to the show, but it was it put them in imminent danger. And sometimes you speak things prophetically and you really have no reason. Sometimes I say things and I can only tell people what's in my heart. But that thing with ladders, it hit home the last few weeks. I mean, that's what I do. But, you know, Joyce, I don't want to lose my humanity and my love for all people. I love this show, and I love everything you represent. But if nothing else today, we have to come under the creative assignment that God had for each one of us. And we have to honor the Creator's assignment, and we have to work together as God's human family to restore the purpose of authority. And that's what we're talking about today. We know things are not right, not only man to man, but in things going on, in the hurricanes, the tsunamis, the earthquakes. I mean, the whole world is in a tumultuous form right now. And so, you know, one day you have this, the next day you have that. And we have to submit to God's divine power because he's given us everything we need to live a love-filled life.
Very well stated, Oscar. Yes, we're in chaos. The world is in turmoil. And the earth is reflecting that madness and craziness. Again, those hurricanes recently in the last month or two, unprecedented devastation, unprecedented. What's coming out of our political leaders, unprecedented, all sadly negative. You can't even put on the news anymore. Every single day you put it on and you see the stupid, horrific, terrible tragedy of the day. Every single day there hasn't been a moment of good news anywhere. So when I have someone like you on the show, Chap Oscar, it does my heart good. It is wonderful for the people. Also, kudos to Rabbi Joseph Potashnik, Rabbi Eric Greenberg. They also make a profound difference for the world and for our show as well. So, Chap Oscar, the books that you have on Amazon, they're all there. They're all in Amazon. You want to name a few and why they should check out those particular ones?
Yes, He Came Incognito. Again, that's a tremendous book. It's funny you should say that, Prayer Power. The other one that, excuse me, Joyce, the other one that I'm really proud of, Tetsy Uber, your friend Tetsy Uber and myself both did a take on the Book of John, and we wrote, we've done some comparison on the Book of John, and I wrote a book called A to Z Is He, and Ted, of course, I'm sure he'll share with you with his book, but Ted's written close to 40 books, and I'm writing 15 books, and all of them on Amazon. I wrote a book called Gladiator Ali that celebrates the marketing genius of Muhammad Ali. I wrote another book on Stevie Wonder. Stevie Wonder's incredible inside motivation, and that's a great book. And then, of course, with Facebook and social media and everything going on, I wrote a book called Facebook Power. So you'll see I moved around a lot, and asafecity.com actually is the domain for a book that I'm preparing right now on home and business security systems, and it features carbon monoxide, smoke detectors, and other life-saving devices.
And the website.
Oh, by the way, Joyce, I wanted to tell you and share with you one of the real benefits to mitigating the damage in Las Vegas was that smoke detector, the smoke and the heat that came from the weaponry actually triggered a smoke detector. And that smoke detector gave the authorities the notification to target that room.
Wow, I was wondering how they found that room in that colossal
yes.
enterprise. I was wondering about that. Those books, I know I want to see Gladiator Ali. I want to see Prayer Power, Facebook Power. I didn't know about those. But I'm waiting for you to write the Book of Joyce.
Well, Joy to the World would be that book, Joyce.
Joyce to the World.
Joy to
yes.
the World.
Joyce to the
we've
World.
Been,
I just love you, Chef Oscar.
We've been friends a long time, Joyce. I can write a real good book about you.
Start writing right away. Folks, so, those of you that are listening to the show today, and you may say to yourself, I really want to see what I can do. I want to understand the power of prayer and faith and hope. I'll get to it someday. So for those of you who actually believe there is a someday, I wrote this for you. Someday, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. I went to my calendar and took a look. I discovered that someday was not in the book. I looked carefully, for someday I did seek, but only Monday through Sunday appeared on each week. I got really confused. This was not funny. I always said someday I'd make very good money. I always said someday I'd get everything done. I always said someday I'd be number one. I always said someday this and someday that. Someday is starting to sound like very old hat. I became very sure that something was wrong. No someday on my calendar all along. I thought everything I wanted would come to be. It would happen someday, I kept telling me. It was someday, I kept telling you, that all our dreams were sure to come true. How shocking to discover that all along, someday was not in the calendar. How could I be so wrong? How could I not know that why I was stuck was that someday would never, ever show up? There wasn't a calendar anywhere, none to be found, that had someday in it. It would never come around. I always knew that if something is going to be, I am totally responsible. It's all up to me. I thought of my goals and made a new list. How exciting to realize that someday did not exist. Now I really know without any doubt that Monday through Sunday is in and someday is out. So I ask you, women, I ask you, men, I ask myself, if not right now, when? So, folks, that's the question, if not now, when? If you have a sense of what it takes, faith, prayer, what you can do to make a difference, random acts of kindness, pay it forward. What I tell people, my mantra is make someone happy today. Oscar, you made me happy today when you're on the show. That's automatic happiness, automatic. So what message would you like to leave our audience? What is your message?
Joyce, the easiest way, I believe, to navigate the global reality that we're in right now and to come into a growth setting, and most of the people will understand this, that went to any kind of early Bible training will understand Romans 12, 2, where it says, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. So God's pleasing and perfect will can be addressed, and one person can make a difference, Joyce. You make a difference. Chap Oscar, Pastor Oscar makes a difference. Each one of your listeners can make a difference in their own realm. And we have to ask ourselves, what glasses are we wearing today? Are we wearing glasses of hate, or are we wearing glasses of love? And I love the love lens in my glass. A lot of people feed me a lot of stuff. They come to me with a lot of different dilemmas and dramas and questions, and many of them have issues, and I have to immediately come from a glass, a set of glasses called love. I have to put on my love glasses because we cannot expect this world to look bright if we habitually wear glasses of hatred.
You know, Oscar, I have to tell you, to use that analogy, you don't even know how on point it is with me personally. Just this week, I picked out a pair of new glasses. I didn't even need them, like my glasses are fine, but I wanted a backup pair of glasses. My prescription didn't even change in years, didn't even change, but I just wanted something new and something fresh. And I, after three times going to look at glasses at the optometrist, the new ones that came in different offices, I finally found the perfect pair. Now picture a hot pink. You know, like Sally Jesse had big round glasses and kind of a like a reddish. This is hot pink. And just looking at them, it made me feel good. Just putting them on, I call them my happy glasses. So you're sharing
wow.
with people to find a pair of love glasses. Literally, these
yes.
are my happy glasses. I will, once I get it, they got to put the prescription in. I will post it on Facebook. Because just feeling them, looking at them, they uplift my spirits. So that was so funny when you said change the lens, get the love glasses, love and happy and health glasses. It's right with you. It's right on your face. The eyes go right into the soul. So when you said that, I had to share with you, your timing was impeccable.
Yeah, Joyce, we're either talking about blind trust or distrust. And there's so much distrust going on. We don't trust anything anymore. And I'm not saying we don't have good reason not to, but we have to choose to wear the lens called love, because we were all created from a higher authority, and at the end of the day, you know, we are told to love. We are told to be submitted to God and His Word, and the maturity of our government really, many instances can be questioned, but I try to live in genuine authority and the genuine authority of the Word of God. And I have to welcome people every day, because we're either going to swim in this cesspool of distrust, or we have to welcome people to the new country of love. And I'm seeing it more and more. I'm seeing it in, but I got a lot of people who are into photography now, and, you know, even Marcia, she's writing, doing more writing. I mean, I got friends right now. We're just searching within our souls to wear glasses now, where we can be overjoyed and compliment people, because we are in a, we're in our head too much. And most people have too much information that's not founded in truth. Even your journalists that you listen to today, and I'm not getting into the fake news, natural news, but sometimes we just have to go into godly wisdom and not have an opinion on everything that crosses our path.
You're so right, Oscar. And getting back to the glasses, the ones who need glasses, who really need glasses, I have to say, are the base of Trump, Trump's base, Trump's supporters, because there it's the blind leading the blind. They literally are blind, deaf, and dumb to what is going on every day, how stupid he is, the horrible things. Oh, my goodness, with the disaster in Puerto Rico, he's throwing paper towels into the crowd like he's at a picnic. He looked like the moron that Tillerson said that indeed he is. So, having said that, folks, when you come on board the happy train, the love train, the faith train, that's cool. Bring your friends and family along with you. And if not now, to do that, when? It's right now, right here. If not now, when? Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration, achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation to get healthy and off that medication? To get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not, now, when? That's the question, folks. If not now, when? You can make a difference in the world. You can make a difference in the community. You take your part, be positive, be uplifting, believe in that higher power, whatever works for you. Oscar, what prayer would you like to leave us with?
Well, we live in a crisis environment, and our society, Joyce, needs to be reintroduced to its bedrock principles. And we find the bedrock principles of not only the United States, but around the world in Isaiah 28, chapter, verses 16 and 17. And I just get so excited about this. It says, so this is what the sovereign Lord says. See, I lay a stone in Zion, a tested stone, a precious cornerstone for a sure foundation. The one who trusts will never be dismayed. I will make justice the measuring line and righteousness the plumb line. The measuring line has got to be justice, Joyce, and in righteousness has to be the plumb line. And we answer to a sovereign God, and it's only through his world, through his word, will we see a world that will come out of crisis and come in to stability again. And we can do this. We're going to see love conquer all sin, conquer all hurricanes and everything going on with our world, weather-wise, otherwise. Love, Joyce, is 100% the answer. And we got to release it.
And here's to that peace and justice for all. My favorite prayer is the Serenity Prayer by Reinhold Niebuhr. He lived from 1892 to 1971. But this is a very famous, world-renowned prayer, and it's truly one of my favorites. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardships as the pathway to peace, taking, as he did, this sinful world as it is, not as I would have it, trusting that he will make all things right if I surrender to his will, that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with him forever in the next. Amen. And Oscar, you hit on those things all through the show, and this Serenity Prayer was written somewhere between 1892 and 1971. That is my favorite prayer. You are, Oscar, one of my favorite guest, and this is an original prayer that I wrote for all of you. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. And folks, we invite you to sing along with us, dance along with us, laugh along with us. And you can do that starting right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry Mash. And don't forget, make someone happy today.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop, I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun. She's
wow.
a home business wizard, and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.